I'm joined now by Dave Healy, OBE. Dave is a long-time friend of the radio station. The last time we spoke to him, he'd completed the Escape from Colditz challenge in Germany, raising money for his favourite football team, West Bromwich Albion's charity foundation. So, Dave, it's actually been a wee while since we spoke. How have things been?
Unfortunately, I had to have a total knee replacement last October. So I was out of action for a few weeks, let's put it that way. But with listening to what they've said, with doing all the exercise, doing, you know, sort of what they wanted me to do with my fitness, I'm now back up and running again. Or not running, but I'm back up and walking, certainly, and cycling. So, yeah, I'm quite happy. We've been out on a few training rides. We've covered a few hills just to see how the knee is progressing. And I've got to be honest with you, touching wood, like the consultant said to me, I want you to get fitter before the operation, which I thought, what? So I did. And he said that basically it's the fitness that has brought on the sort of recovery as quick as it has.
You've managed to stay relatively injury-free over the years, certainly since we've been speaking to you.
Yes, definitely. I mean, this is obviously something that, you know, with all of the running, more so than the cycling, obviously, it's niggled away at the knee. And over the years, it's obviously been compounded. And then suddenly, you know, it appears on your doorstep one day. Ouch, that's hurting. After a scan, he said, yeah, you're bone on bone. That needs doing, you know. But he said to me, you either do it and stay with the pain, or you have it done and pain relief, so to speak. Old age plays its part. There's no two ways about that. Been a few thousand miles that these knees have took me through. And, you know, eventually, I guess something was going to happen. As you said, I've stayed injury-free for years. Nothing sensational or serious, but then suddenly, bang, this came along. And, I was still plodding along all right, but it was painful. And then in the end, you know, you have to make that decision, don't you? And personally, I think it's the right decision. I'm not going to be doing all of the stupidity, well, I'll say stupidity, all of those challenges that I've done over the years, them have done and dusted, and, you know, the stories to tell and experiences. And now I just really, I just want to keep up the fitness, and hopefully it'll allow me to continue doing what I enjoy doing.
Now, you mentioned old age. I don't want to give your age away, but when you were 50 in 2008, you completed 7 marathons in 7 days. For anyone new to the station, that's the kind of thing you've been doing regularly for years, raising lots of money, doing races all over the world, not just here in the UK.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. And people say to me, do you regret doing it now, Dave? And I go, no, I don't regret it at all. I have no regrets at all, you know, in life or in with the challenges that I've undertook. Obviously, we've raised a lot of awareness for the charities, a lot of money for the charities, but it's enabled me to visit the world, if you want to meet a lot of people, to gain friends and acquaintances, and, you know, to tell many, many stories, hopefully along the way with the relevant charities that I've supported, and that I've inspired, you know, youth to sort of say, well, you know, even with or without a disability, if he can do that, I can do it. And so hopefully it's brought a few other people through. But I've enjoyed it all, Barry. No regrets whatsoever. Plenty of stories, some fantastic experiences. There's been some pain other than the knee. And there's also been a lot of laughter. So, you know, long may it continue in other veins now.
We'll give out the details at the end, how people can follow you. But last time we were speaking, you'd acquired a new guide dog.
Peter, a retriever, lovely lad. I went out with the first walk and he felt very positive. I felt quite comfortable. And as I say, he came along to the house last June. I went on training a couple of weeks. I qualified, as they say, or passed my test in August last year. And he's come along magic. You wouldn't know you've got him in the house. He's a lovely lad. Everybody loves him. And he's working very, very well. And, you know, the more we work, the more I'm getting out of him. We have ended up already in a couple of situations where I'm thinking, I don't think I'm quite where I should be. But, you know, we've got back safely because old Nosey Sods is more interested in a couple of fields by us, you say. But now I know what he gets up to. I'm on his toes when we're coming down the street. But, yeah, it's all interesting. It's all good. And, you know, that independence and mobility is back again, so to speak.
Now, we know lockdown slowed things down for everybody, not least yourself, in terms of your fundraising. What is round the corner? Have you got any more events you're looking at doing?
We are contemplating, rather than a run this year, a walk. And I'm looking into probably having a look at Adrian's Wall. I don't know how far it is yet. I'm told it could be a 90-miler. And so this also could be one that once we start looking into it a little bit more, the family can be involved again. So, you know, that's a possibility. So, but I'm sure things will raise their ugly heads again and, you know, watch this space, so to speak. And I'm sure I'm certainly not going to be sitting on my butt. I'm going to be up to something. I've spent a lot of time in my workshop, which has also been therapeutic and helped, you know, recovery and standing on the knee. So, yeah. I'm still up to all my old tricks.
Again, for new listeners of the station, not only is Dave marathon man extraordinaire, he's not too shabby in the workshop as well. So in the not too distant future, we'll do some more episodes talking about what you're making in the workshop. Have a chat about that.
Yeah.
Anyone that doesn't have your details, Dave, how can people follow what you do and find out a bit more about some of the past events that you've completed?
Well, I mean, the website, due to social media, the website hasn't really been kept properly up to date. But if people want to have a look on some of the back issues, it's blinddavehealy.co.uk. But moreover now, Barry, I'm guessing that most folks can see us on social media, which is on Facebook, Blind Dave. On Twitter, it's at Blind Dave Healy. I'm told there is an Instagram, but I don't even know how these work because my wonderful, wonderful assistant, as in the wife, Agatha, she controls all the social media and makes me look wonderful. But if people want to, you know, keep in tune with what we're up to, keep an eye on the social media aspect. And, you know, we normally sort of throw it out there weeks or months before we're due to do something. And so keep an eye on us.
Well, listen, good luck with the cycle at the Hawthorns. I know you're a big West Brom fan. I hope you're enjoying the football still as well. We'll talk to you in the not-too-distant future. Dave Healy, OBE, as always, been a pleasure talking to you.
Super, Barry. Thank you all very much indeed.